Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me also convey Papua New Guinea's sincere appreciation to the delegations that have shared greetings, as well as kind thoughts on the UPR presentation by my delegation, and also to say thank you for those that have indicated their willingness to work with Papua New Guinea in advancing the issues of promoting and protecting human rights in the country. Let me speak to the issue which a number of delegations have spoken with regards to gender-based violence. As has been said before by my delegation, we are very serious as government in addressing what we consider to be a prevalent and serious concern. And we have demonstrated that commitment by having to enact laws that are appropriate, including the one that I referred to in combating gender-based violence, the Family Protection Act. That is a clear demonstration that we are serious about this issue. And all efforts are made to ensure that women and girls in Papua New Guinea are treated with dignity, with respect. And the challenges we have, as I indicated, are real, where the resource constraints compounded by issues of access to resources is a serious impediment we continue to face. But let me underscore the point that combating gender-based violence is an issue that Papua New Guinea will continue to give focused and serious attention. On the issue that has been raised by a number of delegations on the LGBT concerns in Papua New Guinea, this is an evolving issue in the country, and where there are many, many thousands of tribes with their own cultural and traditional ways of doing things. This is an issue that will need to be understood by the populace in Papua New Guinea, where we will need to have a broad-based national consultative process to be able to address the issue in a more comprehensive way. At this stage, we have not gone down that path yet. What needs to be done, in my delegation's view, is that this will require a national level consultation, which has never happened before on this issue. And we have listened carefully to the issues that have been raised by a number of delegations, and we will look into the matter and respond fully on this concern in our final response to the recommendations that have been made. On the issue of corporal punishment that Ireland and some other delegations have noted, whilst Papua New Guinea does not have a corporal punishment act, that has not stopped us from ensuring that such practice is not practiced generally in schools, at workplaces, and at homes. And this is the issue, as I have indicated in my statement, that we are now re-emphasizing the importance of making sure that such conduct is not going to be applied in Papua New Guinea. The good behavior management policy, which I said we have set in place in 2009, is the basis that Papua New Guinea is enforcing in the country to prevent corporal punishment taking place. On the issue of the that has been raised by Indonesia and some other countries or delegations with respect to the recently introduced sorcery and witchcraft national action plan, I will invite my colleague from the Department of Justice and Attorney General to say a few words in respect to further elaboration of what we are doing in the context of that particular action plan in the context of preventing as well as prosecuting those offenders who are involved or who are alleged to be involved in witchcraft and sorcery-related killings. So I will turn over the microphone to my colleague, Blanche Bitata, to speak to further clarification of the what is called the SNAP, or the National Action Plan Against Sorcery and Witchcraft.